court-appointed special advocate or CASA volunteers work with abused or neglected children caught up in the legal system. Child and Family Services works under the State Department of Health and Human Services with kids and families where there are issues of neglect, abuse, or abandonment. Youth Dynamics is a statewide nonprofit with a Flathead office offering therapeutic foster care as well as case management for kids struggling with behavioral and mental health issues. Then there's Intermountain. The Helena-based children's welfare organization currently has a therapeutic group home in the Flathead for kids aged 4 to 12 years old, a clinic for family and child therapy, foster care services, family visitation, and case management. Intermountain recently hosted child welfare organizations from across the spectrum in the Flathead Valley.
What we heard repeatedly was earlier intervention.
Corey D. is a board member for Intermountain. Those who came include mental health professionals, judges, attorneys, educators, and others involved in child welfare in the Flathead Valley.
Of how to train people, whether it's the doctor who sees the pediatrician who sees the child, to identify what an at-risk child's behaviors might be, a teacher, anybody that's interfacing with the children, and that consistently the identification of early intervention can then work to help that child and also help that family.
Dee says it's also an opportunity for networking between the various agencies. She says this can help make sure that families are getting directed to the most helpful resource.
There are a lot of wonderful services here in Flathead Valley, but what happens because of the needs is that a family might get a service because that particular service and that particular provider is available at the moment versus this family needs these three services as the priority. Let's make sure we match that need first versus the availability.
Dee says something they heard frequently was the need for a clearinghouse of available services and resources for families. Everything put down in one place, a directory. Board member Pam Schapper says something else they heard from educators is a feeling of being overwhelmed by the children at risk in their schools.
And didn't feel that they had the ability to solve all the problems, take care of all the issues, but their hearts were bleeding for these children who came to school without food, children who didn't come to school because parents didn't get them to school.
What Intermountain can do to help with some of these issues remains to be seen. Those at the listening sessions will take what they heard back to their board and see what actions they can take. Intermountain does offer training sessions and has one scheduled for the Flathead Valley in April. Board member John Watson says it's looking at brain development.
And how trauma affects a child at any given age and eliminates some of the myths about child behavior and why they do what they do. We often interpret it as an attitude when it's really a mental capability because of their brain development, where they are at that given time.
The training is being put on by the Childwise Institute alongside Intermountain. It costs $75 to register, and it's designed to provide information for educating, parenting, and treating children. Discounts are available for parents and caregivers, and attendees need to register by April 9th. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.